Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your wonderful word. And thank you, Jesus, for being our wonderful Savior that has raised up so many beautiful things like your word and your disciples to encourage us, Lord, to disciple us as they were discipled. And so we thank you for Paul's words this morning in just encouraging us to follow you as he follows you in the sense of correction. And when we do go off the mark of what is required, because we want everyone not to miss the mark, but to hit the mark. Thank you. Righteousness is the answers, the light for the darkness, the blessing for the curses. And so we thank you, Lord, for your loving encouragement and answers to stay in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 5, verse 3 to 5. I tell you what I would do. Even though I'm not there in person, consider me right there with you, because I can fully see what's going on. I'm telling you that this is wrong. You must not simply look the other way and hope it goes away on its own. Bring it out in the open and deal with it in the authority of Jesus our Master. Assemble the community. I'll be present in spirit with you, and our Master Jesus will be present in power. Hold this man's conduct up to public scrutiny. Let him defend it if he can, but if he can't, then out with him. It will be totally devastating to him, of course, and embarrassing to you. But better devastation and embarrassment than damnation. You want him on his feet and forgiven before the Master on the day of judgment.
Hallelujah. So you see, you know, we all know we were once in sin. Amen. Our boundary lines were in sin in all its various forms, or as much as we gave ourselves over to it. And then we laughed at a lot of these horrible demonic things. You know, there's a scripture that says we gloried in our shame, but now praise God, we have been brought into the abundant life that God has got for us. And that abundant life is found in believing the truth and holding on to the truth, and therefore putting aside the deception, the lies. Sin is missing the mark. So you don't want to miss the mark, you want to hit the mark. There's a wonderful scripture in Proverbs. It says, he who hates correction is not wise. And you know, when I got hold of that and I started seeing that I need to recognize when I miss the mark, so that I cannot miss the mark, but hit the mark, righteousness by faith. And I would walk around and say, he who hates correction is stupid. You know, call it for what it is, speak it harshly over myself so that I don't want to be that person. And then the Lord just had to encourage me, listen, Trevor, don't focus on the negative. Go into the positive. Hey, I love correction. You loves correction is wise. And then I think of that beautiful scripture in Romans chapter 6, where you obedient in your heart to the standard of teachings that you've been committed to. What is the standard of teaching? You were a servant of sin, but now you're a servant of righteousness. So that's a standard of teaching. Everything has been done for us to be brought back into the family, and now we must stay in the family. And if we miss the mark, just really turn away from it. Say sorry, you know, but be humble, and then find out what is the answer, and then you hold on to that beautiful, precious answer. Because you know, it says we can't be sons of God if we don't partake of correction. So partake of correction, but more than that, you've got to go on to the answer. Amen? And you encourage this. You want everyone to be in the light as the Lord is in the light. And so, as in the words of Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And so in the same way, we follow the Lord, and we're following the Lord is staying in the boundaries of the beautiful, wonderful promises, the great and precious promises through which we partake of the divine nature. Amen. So walk in the footsteps of Jesus, which is also the footsteps of Paul and all loving, wise disciples, and that's it. Amen. God loves us. God's got plans for us. We need to stay in the light as He's in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.